Well, it's 7:42. It is time to talk politics this morning. And with us, Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. Good morning to you, sir.
It's all scary stuff on Halloween.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And and on Election Day, depending on how you look at it, I guess, right? So you've, of course, had an opportunity to talk to Congressman Chris Collins. Just reading your article from Sunday's paper here, the congressman telling you that he, if he's elected, will serve. Just curious, what type of access were you granted here with the congressman?
Unfettered, no problem whatsoever. We talked for close to an hour, I think, about all kinds of things. Nothing was off limits, except I knew that he was not going to talk about the strategy of his legal case or anything like that. But one of the things that I think was important was the way he discussed his intentions in remaining on the ballot.
Right.
He maintained in the story that he did this because he could not be assured by Republican leaders that any effort to replace him on the ballot would be successful, especially in the face of an expected challenge from the Democrats.
And at the same time, though, Bob, what did Republican leaders say about that?
We quoted Chairman Nick Langworthy of Erie County saying that he disagreed with the congressman's assessment.
Hmm.
And I think that pretty much sums up the view of the two sides on that. I think that Republican leaders were confident that they could proceed and get someone on the ballot. There would have been a legal challenge, but they felt confident about that. But it's also, you know, the congressman also noted that he did not, and his lawyers especially, did not want him to be associated with anything, including the word fraud, when he was facing criminal charges. And that's what the Democrats would have been charging, not in a criminal sense, but in a civil sense. And I don't think his lawyers liked it.
Of course, you said, the congressman was not going to be talking about his federal indictment. At the same time, this is an election campaign, and there is perhaps a sense that, you know, he owes it to the voters to talk about that. What about that, though? I mean, how did he kind of characterize that whole issue? I mean, is that something that he has a concern about, the accountability to his constituents?
He summarizes it, Jay, in one phrase, that the charges are baseless, the charges are meritless. That's all we're going to hear from him on the specifics of the charges. He has denied them throughout the process. He insists he will be exonerated. This is what he says. And, you know, we have had stories in the news that say that these are serious charges, and he's going to have to mount a very spirited defense to overcome these charges. So that's what we're going to hear from him. And remember, this trial doesn't start until February 2020 at the earliest.
Okay.
So that's the way it's going to be for quite a long time.
Of course, there have been a series of advertisements out attacking his Democratic challenger, Nate McMurray. Yesterday, of course, the congressman did not show up at the St. Joe's debate, which, of course, as you well know, is a tradition, an esteemed tradition here in Western New York for candidates to show up at. To that, why not debate Mr. McMurray?
I don't understand that myself, but his feeling is, I assume, is that this does not do him any good to be put in a public spotlight and to be subject to the jabs of his opponent. And so, you know, we saw the same thing last year when Sheriff Tim Howard did not show up at the St. Joe's debate. And that's a shame because it's one of the premier political events of the season. And so, therefore, it is just a matter of strategy that various candidates have. We haven't seen a lot of debates between Governor Cuomo and Mark Molinaro either. We've seen one.
Right.
And that's because the governor felt he did not want to have any more, and he was in that position to be able to call the shots. It's the same thing here.
Well, and perhaps maybe another discussion about the need for more debate as we move forward. But right now, we'll bid adieu to you today, and we'll be chatting with you down the road. Bob McCarthy, as always, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.